Yeah, I think we are. Boy, Chairman Conaway has just been so steady. His leadership, his ability to work across sections of our Republican Party. I know he designed it to be bipartisan, and looks like Democrats don't want to participate this year. But I think that's a mistake because ag policy has always been bipartisan. I think it's important to do that. Nonetheless, I can see the finish line from here. And I think because of Chairman Conaway's work, we're going to get it done.
And a revote on the House Farm Bill could come next week. That's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Kevin Brady from Texas, on tax reform.
I feel like, you know, for America, we're back. You know, everyone said, look, that slow economy the last decade, our jobs going overseas, our young people coming out of school with very few choices. Every expert said, we'll just get used to that. That's the new America going forward. And we just didn't accept that. And so we worked to get us a new tax code. And now we're seeing jobs and manufacturing research come back to America. We're seeing families keep more of what they earn. In the ag community, which are small business people, you know, just sort of the backbone of our country. You know, now there's a new, besides lower tax rates, there's a new 20% deduction for our farmers and small businesses. We let and make sure every farm, no matter what size, can immediately write off the cost of all that equipment and all those, you know, technologies and all the stuff that's so expensive. And then one thing I know, a number of us worked very hard to repeal the death tax once and for all. We got close. The House passed it out. In the end, we compromised and we doubled the size of that, which means more family-owned farms have peace of mind that when one of their loved ones passes away, that they don't have to sell that farm or parts of it to be able to keep it in their family. And so that was one of our top priorities.
Brady says he understands the effects of the death tax.
In my district, we have a family just near Livingston that has went to the bank and paid the death tax three times just to keep their family-owned ranch in place. I had a staff person here who went back to Texas to settle her aunt, I think, her estate, and had been in the family for more than 100 years. She kept it, but they had to sell off more than a third of it, and that's just wrong. And so I know Washington, everyone says this is, you know, death tax only for the wealthy. They don't understand. These are our family-owned farms and our family-owned businesses that have risked everything and worked a lifetime. And so I haven't given up on the thought that someday we'll finally put that death tax to bed once and for all.
That's not all for tax reform. Brady talks 2.0.
Yeah, so now we have one of the most competitive tax rates in the world, but here we're trying to change the culture. You know, in the past, you know, Congress would wait 30 years in between fixing this tax code. We would fall behind China and Europe and Canada and Mexico, and then we try to fix it in some way. We want to change that culture. We know our global competitors, where a lot of our ag community exports, competes, sells against, we know they're not going to sit still. And so I want to make sure that every year Congress is asking itself, just like our farmers, how do we become more competitive? How do we become more innovative? How do we get better? And so if we'll do that in Congress, that'll make sure our farmers and ranchers, our ag community, they're more competitive and more innovative and better.
Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Kevin Brady from Texas. And in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.